Dude, last time I came at you, man, you tried to get a whole women's coalition after me and shit, saying I'm an asshole, and I freaking hate women.
Well, I mean, if the shoe fits, honey.
No, the people you were just rallying were just, I'll stop there.
Women? Who, women? Wow, imagine.
I didn't say that.
Mm-hmm.
I probably would have said something a lot worse, but.
That's great to know.
I don't hate women. I love women, and women love me.
Do they?
That's just how it is.
Where?
For a time. For a time.
For a little bit. Just for a little bit.
Until the news. I'm like a new toy, man. Once you get done with it, it's like, all right, man.
Yeah.
On to the next, apparently.
Sounds about right.
They're lost.
I would do that.
Oh. Every single last one of them, they're lost. Nah. All it's right. My loss.
Here we go. We're just going to go for it. Just make it do what it do. Let me know when y'all good.
I'm good.
I'm not, but go for it.
No. We'll wait till you're good.
No. You're good. You're good. I'm doing multitasking. I'm good. And go.
You look like you've been baking brownies all damn day in that outfit.
I'm on my, what is it called? What are I'm on my trad wife era. You know what I mean? Do you know what I'm talking about? Traditional wife, you know, they sit at home and like bake cookies. It's a whole thing.
So did you bake cookies today? Is that what you're saying? Or are you just bullshitting? Because I call Cap. I want to see them.
My family of seven ate them already. So. Yeah. Anyway. Okay, go ahead.
Well, all right. Hey, what's going on? It's your boy, B. I got Country, Vicky, and CJ. Let's get it.
Live from all over the country.
It's DePav. DePod. DePodcast. Coming at you
right now.
Hey, yo. What up?
Hey.
What's the deal, y'all?
We're still waiting on Vicky's cookies that she has not produced yet.
Listen, I said my family has eaten them all.
What kind of cookies did you bake?
Oatmeal raisin.
Bullshit. What ingredients did you use?
Oatmeals and raisins.
Sign her right now. Guys. She's available.
I'm just saying. Who wants me to be their trad wife? I will make you the most intricate cookies.
Apparently not. Apparently, only thing her cookies consist of is oatmeal and raisin. That sounds fucking disgusting.
Well, you've never had my oatmeal raisin cookies.
What are we talking about now?
Anyway, CJ, what's going on, my guy?
Yeah, nothing much, man. Super excited to be on here, man. I've been seeing you guys' clips all over the gram, all over TikTok, and man, and even Facebook too. You know, we everywhere, so ain't no we don't hold ourselves to one platform. So, man, y'all killing it out there.
For those that don't know, me and CJ, we go way back, probably like 10 years. I used to do film work for a entertainment company that he worked for called Limelight Entertainment. Shout out to Julian and the whole squad. And that's how we linked up. So now he's out in Vegas. He's doing his thing. CJ, tell the people a little bit about what you got going on, about the metaverse, NFTs, all that stuff.
Yo, what's going on? My name is CJ Fuentes. In the metaverse, I'm known as Trax. Me and my son, we work together as a DJ duo. We DJ events together. We do live streams. And basically, you know, we blew up on TikTok when TikTok was big during the pandemic, which led us to virtual live streams, which led to the metaverse because he couldn't really stream with me. So, we've been really building a lot in these 3D worlds that people play in. It's kind of similar to Fortnite and Roblox with Sims. Mixed with business, and we've been setting up shop there for the last 2.5 years, hosting hundreds of events, and really getting going crazy on Twitter. That's where we've been spending a lot of our time at.
A couple episodes ago, we were talking about like the top 10 things that people waste their money on, and one of the things that came up on the list was NFTs. And the first thing Country said was, "That's bullshit. It's basically money laundering." What are your thoughts on that?
No, I actually agree. There is a lot of companies out there that are just money laundering and their Ponzi schemes. I mean, it's just like gather as much money as you can, run the liquidity up, and then you post it on Twitter. Everybody gets into it, and you sell it as they're getting into it. That's what a lot of people do. And it sucks because it leaves a bad taste in their mouth for the people that are actually doing the work and putting in that foundation for the NFT business that it's going to become, because the people that are messing around right now are going to get screwed and put in jail. I mean, they're getting put in jail left and right now. So, I mean, they're getting caught.
I mean, Logan didn't get caught, though, or didn't go to jail.
I hope he does, man. I hope
was he gets caught. Was that what he was doing?
He sold $2 million worth of NFTs and then just left the project and said, this isn't my project.
Yep. Bro, it just don't make sense. Like, it's like, hey, $30 million for this digital cat picture. It's like, what? Like, come on, man. There's definitely some sketchy shit behind that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. His was like a crypto zoo. So you would buy like special animals.
Are you shitting me?
Yeah, it was like little like digital eggs that would hatch and turn into animals. And people were buying them by the boatloads because, you know, 2021 was like basically the hype of the market. It was the height of everybody being in it and everybody hearing about NFT for the first time. And people were just buying anything. I mean, you just name it and give it a fucking animal and it would just literally sell.
How is yours different?
So or basically,
whatever you're involved in.
So basically what I do is what I did was, you know, I could have went the traditional route as a musician because I produce music and stuff like that. But I could have went to the traditional route, put my stuff on streaming platforms. But I realized like you really have to have a good fan base in order to make a decent amount of income off of streaming. So I went kind of a different route.
Yeah, go ahead. First and foremost, I just want to let you know that Vicky XO is the most amazing and talented singer in the world. So after this podcast is done, make sure y'all two link up. That way you can produce some tracks for her. But
Oh, yeah.
I would
so
love
basically
to.
What I do, my project was less about of an investment opportunity. It was more just like supporting me as a creator, as a 3D digital creator or NFT creator. And then, you know, I'm putting on free shows for people nonstop. Like sometimes I was doing shows 6 to 10 times a week. I mean, I was going crazy with it. So basically my project is more just like digital avatars, you know, creating a digital identity, teaching people how to become metaverse influencers, how to stream in the metaverse. I mean, there's a lot that goes into it. It's not just like for right now, I'm literally standing in a metaverse. One of the worlds that I created. Let me go to this screen right here. And this is one of the islands. This is called Nifty Island. It's a pretty brand new metaverse, but designed this whole island from scratch. It was just tiny plot. And now there's like 10 games and we got a fan base from all over the world who comes and plays here. This has only been out for 3 months. So this is 3 months update right now, like of what it looks like. And,
do you have like a headset on right now?
No, I'm literally just on my computer, front of a webcam. Yeah. So you can go on some of the metaverse in VR, but I'm more so just on my desktop on my computer.
Interesting.
So is this like a full-time job for you?
Yeah, man, it actually is. So during the pandemic, you know, TikTok became my full-time thing. It wasn't like purposely, it just kind of happened on accident. Where I was on TikTok Live all the time and live streaming DJ sets in the TikTok Live. People see that's TikTok so and they cool. only know about like the videos that are viral. They don't know like when you step into a live stream and TikTok, I mean, it's like, it's just like Twitch and Kick. I mean, it's like you can really build a community and audience that will donate gifts to you, live gifts, and you can just make a living off of just doing that. People battle each other. Like they'll sit in like a room like this of four people.
I hate the battles.
And do TikTok battles and like make hundreds of thousands of dollars like every hour. Like it's insane.
How what does a battle consist of?
It's literally people begging for live gifts. It's all it is.
And what? Yeah.
It's basically like digital panhandling.
But how is that entertaining, though?
Because people want to see you interact, and people want to see you win the thing. They'll
but
do it.
Not, like, feel alone.
You're not interacting, though. You're just begging people for money simultaneously beside each other.
No, but when you send me money, I go, oh, my God, Country, thank you so much for the hand hearts.
That's how that whole AI robot girl thing got so big, because she was just talking to people and saying their names. It's just about interaction, about when you go on a live stream, if someone says your name and you feel like you're in control, people will do anything to feel like they're in control of a live stream of somebody.
So speaking of that, remember I told you guys I wanted to tell you something. It's very much the same on Kick and Twitch and stuff like that. I feel like, you know, certain areas you can't do as much, but yeah, people like to make me do things too. And somebody gave me $50 to give myself a wedgie on stream the other day.
You did it?
See? You see?
Yeah. $50 is $50. It's a wedgie. Come on.
People are fucking weird, man.
I think he, I don't know.
You know what's crazy? You know what's crazy about this? I get clowned for watching WWE, right? And this is the type of shit that people prefer over that, man. At least I'm getting entertained, man. Like, this is crazy.
You get people
I'm watching like TikTok
get...
battles and people, oh, give me money. Oh, give me, oh, thank you so much, Brandon. 197186. Like, what the fuck, man?
Nah, yeah, and it's great. I actually never really got into the live battle thing. Like, it was, I did it literally maybe, not even bullshitting you guys, I maybe did it like 3 or 4 days where I was like trying to get these live, the live battles going, and it just felt so weird and awkward, and I'm like, yeah, this isn't my scene. Like, I'm dipping out of here. I haven't really been consistent on TikTok for almost 2 years now because I've just been so consumed in the metaverse, like just diving into it, and it's literally taking me to Argentina next month. So that's just an example of like...
Yeah.
Diving into something early.
It's the future, bro.
Get into something early before everybody, the masses come in, and the opportunities are way more wide open than when you come in after it becomes popular. Just like TikTok. You know, TikTok, you join at 2024, the disadvantage you have now versus people that have already been there for 4 years, it's the same concept in the metaverse, man. We're so early in this shit.
So you're basically predicting like a year from now, we're all going to be doing this shit. So we might as well just go ahead and do it now. It's going to be like a TikTok and shit like that.
I give it like 2-3 years as GTA 6 comes out, as these metaverse games become more developed. Mm-hmm. Because right now they're all in their baby stage. They're kind of like 2-3 years old, 4 years old. They're like just getting their feet moving. And now they're starting to get into mobile games and starting to get into VR now, which is what it was lacking before. You know, but we're really like at a crossroads right now between AI becoming super smart, technology becoming super consuming, and like the metaverse just becoming a normal way for people to shop and interact with each other. It's just taking the social media world and putting it in 3D. It's literally the same exact thing.
Check it out. I got two questions. First of all, I don't want to get off track of what Vicky said. So let's rewind this back. So
what?
When they paid you $50, what did you have to do? Did you have to go on camera and do it?
I was live streaming, and I have this guy who has been in my stream times before and done the same thing. I don't know if he has a wedgie kink or...
So you've done it before.
For the same exact person, but I was live. $50, you know, I gave myself a wedgie. What is that really?
Like, did you have to show him the full, like, effect of the wedgie?
I stood up right here.
But you showed him your cheeks.
No, I didn't show him my cheeks. It was, my pants were on. He wanted to see the wedgie, like, outside of my pants. I really don't know if he has a kink with this or he just wanted to make me do something. Because I think that's more what it is. I think he's
like
wanted
a control thing.
Yes, that's exactly what he was.
Well, I wouldn't get you to do the same thing twice if it was a control thing. You know what I'm saying?
You're right. I know. So I was like, is this a kink? Like, do you just like seeing girls get wedgies?
Definitely, 100%.
Well, whatever.
He's like, hey, come back around again, man. $50.
Right. Hey, $50 is $50.
God,
that's what's
up.
Just
saying.
Hey, okay. So was it like an atomic wedgie?
Yeah. Dude, he wanted me to pull my underwear
over your head
to my head. I'm like, it won't even go that far, bro. Like, come on.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. It was interesting to say the least, but you know, at least, I mean, I didn't bring it up. I'm like, hey guys, I'll give myself a wedgie for $50 right now. Like, right. No.
Hey.
But you know. You can offer me some shit. We'll see what happens.
Are we done with that, B? Because I wanted to ask CJ a question about
the
learning
curve.
Yeah,
I was about to go back to CJ. Yeah, we're done with that for now. All right. But I want to go back to CJ.
Okay, so you told me earlier, like, if you were familiar with Minecraft or Roblox, it would come easy to you. What if you're not? Like, what kind of learning curve are you looking at to try to do something like that?
I mean, it really just comes down to learning how to move with the arrows and like the mouse. You know, that's really kind of the navigation side of things. And then like the building side of things, I mean, you have to really just I guess you could spend a month doing that and then get good at it. I mean, it's like riding a bike. You know, the first day is going to feel awkward and weird. You're going to move around. It's going to feel like new and you're not used to it. But like after a week, after a month, you start getting used to the controls. Every metaverse has different controls. So that's the hard part, is like adjusting your keyboard to what different metaverses do. But right now I just stick with two. I'm in Decentraland and I'm in Nifty Island. Those are the two that I mainly play in. Decentraland because it's good for live shows for musicians and for podcasts and for interviews and for galleries. And then Nifty Island is more like the gameplay side of things, where I can set up 20 games at one time, have everybody play games in the background, do tournaments, do foot races. I mean, you could do anything you want and then give out prizes. You could do cash prizes. You could do NFTs. You can do physical hoodies. I mean, you could do literally any prize you want that goes off your brand, and people can see your brand constantly nonstop. You know, people people scroll through TikTok and Instagram, and they're there for like 10 minutes, then they go to the next app. Then they're in a metaverse, bro. Retention is so high, and that's what the people want. These big companies, they want retention. So, like, it really just a matter of just participation. The more you participate, the better you get at it, and the more you are ahead of the curve.
So, hell being yeah. that you have a big following on TikTok, what are your thoughts about the Senate passing the bill to ban TikTok?
I think it gets bought out at the very last minute. I don't think it's going to go away. Like, there's no way that they're going to let any type of money that gets more people to spend on to go away. I really think it's less about of a privacy issue. I think it's more about information being spread quickly to the world, to each other.
Chinese government. Mm-hmm.
Facebook mm-hmm. and Instagram are here to suppress and to censor and to not let you say what they want you, what you want to say. They want you to say what they want to say. They right, like it's right. all bias. So it's tough because I built my following to 300,000 plus people and going to lose all that. It wouldn't really make a difference because I don't use it as much anymore. But man, it is it's tough for a lot of people who make a full time living off of it.
Right, they gotta go get real jobs now.
I mean, hey, it's definitely been here, good man. To the podcast, man. Like, that's got our best following so far. So that the would
next,
suck. If
I
it
think
goes
YouTube
away.
Shorts takes over. I mean, if it goes away completely, I think YouTube Shorts would be the next wave. They're doing a really good job with organic reach. Let alone if you pay for it, you could really get some good reach on it.
Why are we worried about TikTok, bro? Like, there's so many other things to worry about. Why are we worried about TikTok? U.S. government talking to you.
Go ahead, talk that shit. Go ahead.
Yeah.
It's just stupid. There's so many other things to worry about. Why does the government care about TikTok?
I think it's a way to keep our mind off the bigger picture. I'm not a conspiracy theorist either, but I feel like it's always like something's going on over here, but they want your attention over here. So
mm-hmm. they want to scare all the young people. We're going to take away your TikTok.
Ooh. Yeah, I don't want to get too political, but today they also signed a thing where they said that it's capital gains. They're talking about like 49% taxes on it. So that's like. That's just, it like hurts people who are small businesses and people that are, it's targeting the rich, but it's going to hit all of us. Like,
yeah, that really screws me.
Yeah, like, literally.
Someone go somewhere where I ain't got pay taxes. Screw them, man.
Costa Rica, Dubai.
Hell yeah. Dude, that's why Dubai is rich, because nobody's got a hand in their pocket, man. Damn.
No, you don't want to go to Dubai. Bullshit.
It's super
strict. They're underwater right now. And also, I heard that like super rich guys there like to get shit on.
Sounds about right.
Well, I'm not super rich, so
no, but they would be like, hey, you want some money? Come here, country.
How much money are we talking? I might shit on somebody.
No.
I would definitely shit on somebody for $1 million.
They shit on you. They shit on you on your chest.
I would let somebody, dude, as long as they don't penetrate my body in any way. I would let a person shit on me for $1 million. I would.
I'm saying. Yeah, I would get shit on for a million.
Man, I can take a shower after that. You know what
exactly.
I'm saying?
Exactly. You can't wash away the dick in your ass, though.
It ain't going to be like a group shitting, though, man. Like, it's just one guy. You know what I'm saying? It ain't going to be like an orgy shit fest, man.
Why not? What if it was like...
God, Vicky, is that what you want? Nasty? That's why you single.
No. Okay. Okay. I'm just saying, I would let someone shit on my chest for $1 million, okay?
Who wouldn't? I want to find somebody right now and put them on a lie detector if they say they wouldn't let somebody shit on their chest for $1 million.
I've had this conversation and some people are like, oh, I would never. And I'm like, oh, shut the fuck up. Okay, whatever. Oh, you're too good for $1 million. Bye.
Yeah, they're bullshitting. I'm going to tell you that right now. I know millionaires who would probably let them shit on your chest for $1 million. $1 million is $1 million.
Speaking of, Kanye is starting his own adult entertainment company called Yeezy Porn.
No, he is not.
Don't you dare talk shit about Kanye on this app, on this podcast. You got me all flustered. I forgot where we were.
Right.
Wait a minute. Can you tell me more, please?
That's all we got. He said 4/24/24. He said Yeezy Porn is coming. CUMMING.
I wonder how weird it's going to be. You know, Kanye, it's going to be some weird shit, man.
Hold on.
It's on his website, literally on a website.
I'm going to definitely look at this when I get off this
podcast. He's Mr. You know, I don't want my kids to see certain things or be on TikTok or all this stuff. And he's all about God and all this shit. Why the fuck is he flipping to doing porn now?
You can't knock the fact that he knows how to get attention when he's about to drop some shit or like hop onto a Super Bowl commercial and drop $20 shirts and like, you know, like it's just like
genius.
Oh, well, hold on, not genius. No, that is not genius because I don't know if you guys. It is a genius because
he's making money off of this. We're talking about it, ain't we?
Yeah.
Okay, but what I'm saying is the whole $20 wet T-shirt and the line and everything, the Yeezy pods. You know how many people have not gotten their merchandise?
That's what I heard. I heard that shit too.
It's all over a huge Twitter. Deal. It's a huge deal right now because a lot of things. Yes, Jules is involved in all of this, but basically, like, people aren't getting their stuff. They paid $20 for these.
You know how many fucks Kanye gives?
I know, but
he doesn't care, man. This dude just freaking cost himself $1 billion. He does not give a shit. Like.
Yeah, because he'll make it right back in like a couple weeks.
He'll make that shit right back, man.
His streaming money is never going to stop. I'll let everybody know that right now. His kids are good. You know, like people don't think about that part, but he's got unlimited fans. No matter what he says or does, people are diehard.
Look at my poster. There's nothing he can do.
I have a question for you, Country.
What?
I
know what's coming. Go ahead.
For $5 million, would you get on your knees for Kanye?
Damn. $5 million is a lot of money.
I'm saying five. By the way,
can I give him a back rub for $1 million?
No, bro.
$5 million.
You got him on your wall, bro.
I feel like Kanye would never let you live something like that down. Remember when you used to get on your knees for me, fam? It's like, mm-hmm. Nah, fuck that.
Maybe he'll put you on his new porn site.
Right. What if Kanye's doing this like as a deterrent to like the fact that he might have been at those freak parties that Diddy was hosting?
Yo, I can see it.
Yo,
I can see
cameras
it.
Those feeds is coming out soon. They're gonna leak them shit somewhere.
Yo. Dude, everybody's scrambling around and just everybody's pointing a finger at Diddy while they're doing it. It's like, yo, man.
There's a lot of people.
You're already
called
right Diddy,
now.
Man. Just take the rap for all of us, please.
Speaking of rappers, what do y'all think about the Quavo and Chris Brown beef?
I love it. I love the fact that Chris Brown, other than Drake, looks like the hardest out of all these people battling, man.
Right.
Like, that shit went so hard. And that Quavo shit was terrible, man. Like, when he recorded that, I bet the guy was like, man, he shouldn't even drop this shit, dude. Like, just, nah, man. Kendrick Lamar, his ass. Don't even answer him, dude.
I'm on the same wave. I think Chris Brown slaughtered him, and then Quavo came back and sounded like a rapper from, like your friend that tells you can rap but can't rap. Like,
that's
literally what it sounded like. I'm just being honest. Like, I was, like, listening to it. I'm like, is this like for real? Like, is he really actually dropping this as the response? Because, I don't know, it just seemed like. It was just like, you know, when people rap corny words together, that's what it sounded like to me. It wasn't hard.
The ad-libs did it for me, man. The ad-libs was hilarious.
I think when people, I mean, this is not for everybody because I guess some people can just come up with crazy shit and just go off. But when you're trying to come back fast and do it in this time, like, you're just going to say whatever. And sometimes that shit ain't it. Like,
you didn't
try hard enough. You know what I mean? You didn't work hard enough to come up with something great. Like, you just did it quickly because you thought you could, and then you sucked. But I will say this: fuck Chris Brown.
Whoa! Wow.
It's a Virginia boy. Why?
Don't ask me why.
What are you talking about? Why?
What the hell is this? What the fucking game VA. Sign?
VA. The A was good. All right, there it is.
No, fuck Chris Brown. Like, I'm sorry. I've listened to a lot of Chris Brown in my life. I like his music sometimes, but you know, his shitty personality and who he is as a person.
I have heard that.
That just kills it for me. And all you bitches out there that are still sucking Chris Brown's dick, what the fuck is wrong with you?
You wouldn't suck Chris Brown's dick?
No.
Bullshit.
I wouldn't give him shit. Nope.
He dance his ass over to you and melt your heart.
I don't want to hear it, bitch. Across the room.
I call Cap. Oh, my God. No. I hope we get big enough to freaking be friends with Chris Brown, man, to make this shit happen.
No.
She's going to be like.
Oh, my God.
I got a theory about this shit. So, you know how drill rap has been the reason for the deaths of all these younger guys? And on top of that, the other one's going to jail, like basically their whole life being ruined. I feel like these veterans are showing these kids how to do it right, man. Just to keep it all on wax, get your feelings out there, but keep your damn hands to yourself. And I think that's how, like, hip hop should be. I think that's how music should be in general. I think when it gets to a point where everything leaves the music and it becomes reality based, I think at that point, man, that shit's just got out of hand. And I think hip hop did get out of hand for a long time. And now it seems like it's getting back to where it was with these diss records and shit. So I do like that about it.
Now, here's my theory. I think that hip hop is losing its popularity to country music. And I think that they're trying to do something to spark the competition, and that what made hip hop what it was in the 80s and 90s. You know, it was like that. The beef is what made it hit the mainstream, where it was like the negative press is what made it so popping. So, I mean, I feel like everybody's talking about the battles. Everybody's talking about Drake, Kendrick. I mean, you could go through the whole line. There's like 10, 15 rappers involved in this now. And you got Taylor Swift out here dissing Kim Kardashian. So I don't know, man. We're just like, everybody's just lighting the trigger off. I mean, I feel like they're all going to get caught up in some shit, man. And they're all doing whatever they can to distract people from that.
All right, country, get us out of here.
Make sure to follow us on Instagram and TikTok at The Podcav. That's DAPODCAV. Also, make sure to like and subscribe to the YouTube and click them notifications so you'll know when we're dropping new content. And also, keep telling a friend to tell a friend and help us grow The Podcav. Help us grow our page. Help us grow our content. Just, we appreciate all your support. Thank y'all so much. And keep listening to us wherever your podcasts are streamed. Back to you, B.
CJ, we appreciate you joining us tonight. Let the people know where they can find you at, my guy.
You can find me on all platforms at DJ Tracks NFT. That's T-R-A-X, because DJs don't like spelling anything correctly. And yeah, check me out on all platforms. Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, YouTube. I mean, we're everywhere. And we're also in the Metaverse and Decentraland and Nifty Island. If you want to join us, I get you a referral code. You can get in here and get some gameplay in and earn some points and win some money. You feel me?
My guy. Vicky XO.
I like it.
Let the people know.
The people know. Do the people not know? I don't know if the Podcav listeners know. But hi, I'm Vicky. XO, by the way. On everything. Oh, that's a V-I-K-K-I-E. Like, I know it's weird, but come on. You guys can handle this. On everything. TikTok, Instagram, kick.com. If you want to see my streams and see what crazy things happen during them, you might see a wedgie or two.
Hey,
or not.
Hey.
We're into that.
On that note, we out of here.